Hi there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Before we go to Isaiah 55 in the New English Translation, I just feel prompted to say, your life is worth living. God sees what you're walking through, and there is a meaning to the mess that you've gone through. So keep persevering, friend. Don't give up. All right, Isaiah 55 in the NET version says this, hey, all who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Why pay money for something that will not nourish you? Why spend your hard-earned money on something that will not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is nourishing. Enjoy fine food. Pay attention and come to me. Listen so you can live. Then I will make an unconditional covenantal promise to you, just like the reliable covenantal promises I made to David. Look, I made him a witness to nations, a ruler and a commander of nations. Look, you will summon nations you did not previously know. Nations that did not previously know you will run to you because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he bestows honor on you. Seek the Lord while he makes himself available. Call to him while he is nearby. The wicked need to abandon their lifestyle and sinful people their plans. They should return to the Lord, and he will show mercy to them and to their God, for he will freely forgive them. Indeed, my plans are not like your plans, and my deeds are not like your deeds, says the Lord. For just as the sky is higher than the earth, so my deeds are superior to your deeds, and my plans superior to your plans. The rain and snow fall from the sky and do not return, but instead water the earth and make it produce and yield crops and provide seed for the planter and food for those who must eat. In the same way, the promise that I make does not return to me, having accomplished nothing. No, it is realized as I desire and is fulfilled as I intend. Indeed, you will go out with joy. You will be led along in peace. The mountains and hills will give a joyful shout before you, and all the trees in the field will clap their hands. Evergreens will grow in the place of thorn bushes. Firs will grow in the place of nettles. They will be a monument to the Lord, a permanent reminder that will remain. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, we are thirsty, and you promise that if we are thirsty, you will quench our thirst, and so we come to you. Lord, we don't have much, but what we do have, we come to you and bring it as an offering. We give you our fears, our worries, our conundrums, and our stress. And I thank you so much that you take those things. Lord, thank you that you pay attention to us. Lord, thank you that you speak to us today and your voice causes us to live. Lord, thank you for your unconditional covenantal promises to us that cannot be revoked. Your word is true and what you promised is true. And so when our emotions are out of control, and I'm just saying that for myself, I'm sure my listeners don't have that problem, but I do. When my emotions dictate to me what is the truth, Lord, help me to turn back to your word and remind myself of your truth, that you are a God who loves his people and that you have made a promise to them that you will never leave us and never forsake us. Even if we feel like that's not true, it still is true. Lord, thank you that you are the Holy One of Israel, and we thank you for bestowing honor on us by dying for us and purchasing us, ransoming us from the pit. Lord, thank you that you are available. And Lord, we want to seek you while you are near. We want to call to you as you are nearby. And Lord, if there is a wicked way in us, if we are walking in sinful paths, would you show that to us? We want to return to you. We know because you show mercy to us. Lord, forgive us for thinking you stingy or angry, that you don't want to receive from us our lives back. In other words, sometimes, Lord, I'll think that you will be angry with me if I return to you. But Lord, you are so full of mercy and so full of compassion. So I choose to return to you because you are the one who freely forgives us. Lord, your plans and your ways are not like our ways. And I'm glad for that because you are higher than us. Your ways are higher than ours. So lead us to the path that is higher than us. Lord, your word will not return void. And so we thank you for that right now. And we thank you for all your amazing promises in the Bible. And we stand on them today. And we know that when you speak, that word does not come back void. Your plan will prevail. Help us to walk in that plan and embrace what you have for us. Lord, we want to go out with joy today. We want to be led forth in peace. We want to picture mountains with joyful shouts. We want to picture trees clapping their hands. And Lord, in our lives, we do pray that evergreens will grow in the place of the thorn bushes of 2020. Lord, that firs will grow in the place of the nettles of 2020. Lord, anything that you do good right now, we acknowledge that these will be a monument not to our ability to overcome, but to you who helps us overcome. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Melanie Brown's The Motivate Me Project, which is a daily text that you get. It's not necessarily just a text. It's actually a message that you get every day that is fully motivational. So I have had the privilege of listening to these, and they're really, really encouraging. So it is a monthly subscription to get this little audio text every day of the month. It's $10. But if you subscribe for a year, you'll receive a reduced price of $99. There's a journal that comes along with it. It's a recommended resource, and it provides you space to respond to the motivational messages during the year. And that's available for $20. You can go to Melanie Brown, and her name is spelled a little bit differently, MelonyBrown.com/motivate me to find out more. Again, that's MelonyBrown.com/motivate me. Thank you, Melanie, for being a sponsor of Pray Every Day. And if you're interested in being a sponsor, you can email my assistant, Kristen, at newsletter@marydemuth.com, and she'll get you set up. And thank you to all of you who are listening, and I'm just so grateful for you. Again, thank you for valuing your relationship with God enough to listen to the Word of God every day and to be prayed for. It's my privilege to pray for you.